The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
Doesn't want to spend less nowadays and still get quality. I know I do. And years ago, I came across a store overseas that served that purpose. And it's even better than Target. That store is Primark. Welcome to Drea's Point of View. I am your hostess, Drea. And I would love if you would follow me at Drea's Point of View on IG, Pinterest, Facebook, Threads, and Clubhouse. You can also find me on X and Spill at Drea Point. Also, make sure you subscribe to my show. I don't want you to miss any of the upcoming episodes I have for you, including my season finale, which will be coming up shortly. So about, I'd say 13, 14 years ago, I came across a store in London called Primark, and I stayed in it for hours. There are numerous locations, each one different. They finally brought it to the States, but of course, none are near me, which is a good thing because I would always be broke. But each one is different, with some having only one floor and others multiple floors. That can be quite dangerous, but if you're buying for the whole family, then you're fine. The store has everything from household goods to pet items. It has kids' clothing, men's clothing, women's, and accessories. They have numerous exits and a security guard at each one. Not sure if they're armed, though. Once you enter, they have these fishnet baskets to put your stuff in. I don't think I've ever not grabbed one because the prices are too good to be true. I remember buying a corduroy spring jacket years ago that cost me less than $10. I bought plenty of shoes for less than $10, ballet flats, Converse knockoffs, and they are the most comfortable shoes that I own. It's hard to keep these stores clean, though, I would think, because they're always crowded, although I have yet to go when they first open. One of the plus sides is that they have multiple people at the registers, unlike most stores that only have two. So the lines move very quickly. For years, I wish they would come to the States. And like I said, they finally have. If you have one in your state, you've got to check it out. You will not be disappointed. Although I will say there seems to be a difference in quality. I mean, it's still good, but I don't know. It was like whenever I go overseas, I go to a Primark and it just seems like better quality over there. Not surprising. Everything pretty much is better overseas. I know the one in downtown Philadelphia is nice and affordable, but maybe it's the staff that helps make it better in Europe. I don't really see any of them talking. They're always working. It doesn't really give that international vibe over here, but music isn't as good over here either. The music keeps me in the stores over there. I mean, if you're ever in Amsterdam, there is one that is five levels, believe it or not. It's crazy. It really is. Just imagine being trapped in a store of that size. Imagine having to clean it. If there are any takeaways from the store, I would say there aren't any self-checkout lanes. I'm a really big self-checkout lane girl. But like I said, the lines, they move quickly, so there's never really an issue. Another caveat is there are no restrooms. But I will say, after all my years of shopping there, I didn't really notice that until someone else brought it up in a review. I seldom use the restrooms anyway while I'm shopping, but that is still good to know. They do have a website, but I don't see a way of having something shipped. You can like save it in your basket and then go there and see if they have it. You can learn if something is available at your store, but can't have it delivered. So they need to work on that. That's but then again, people really wouldn't shop in their stores, right? If they had that feature. Primark is still my favorite store in the world. And their website is primark.uk. So make sure you check it out. Go to one of the stores. Let me know if you've been or you intend to go at DreasPointOfView@yahoo.com. Please subscribe to my newsletter as well at DreasPointOfView.substack.com so that you can hear or learn all about my upcoming episodes for the week. My positive news story of the day comes from Teresa Kachindumoto. I'm sure that's pronounced incorrectly. Comes from a long lineage of Ngani chiefs, traditional authority figures in Malawi, Africa. As the last born of 12 children, she never thought that she would become a senior chief. She was the only child in the family who received an education and moved to live to work in another city. But one day, her community came calling. The Ngoni tribe had selected her as a chief because she was good with people. In some places in Africa, 10-year-old girls join marriage initiation camps where they lose their virginity and learn how to please a man. Crazy. When she became a chief, Teresa decided to change that. With the support of the President and First Lady of Malawi, Teresa abolished child marriages and moved her mission onto a national and international level. Her brave efforts paid off. In 2017, Malawi made historic landmark changes in its constitution and enforced a law that bans marriages under the age of 18. Thank God for that. Several girls I helped rescue returned as adults to give thanks. Each visit reminds me how important this work is. We get to shape a generation by narrowing the gender equality. Wow. That's amazing. I truly hope that you enjoyed this episode and will continue to listen to future episodes. You can go to my website, leave a review, or check out the merch at thedreaspointofview.com. I thank you for listening.